Chapter 29.
No.
I'm sorry, what? Sinjir asks.
I said no, Sinjir,
the Chancellor says.
Ah, I see. We must be having a communication problem. I'm not Chandrillan, and though I believe we share the same crispness of wit, there must be some crucial language barrier I'm coming up against. I have to assume that, because of my very good deeds rendered in service to the New Republic, that surely, when I ask if I can go to Jakku to help my friends, your only answer would be an unqualified yes, Sinjir. Absolutely, Sinjir. Please take this metal and also this bag of money, Sinjir.
Mon Mothma sits across from him. Her hands are steepled, though clearly the one is not functioning as well. It looks palsied the way it droops next to the other. She smiles over the bridge of her fingers, though, as if unfazed by it. Also as if unfazed by him.
Mr. Rothvelis, she says, I appreciate your consternation.
Do you? Truly?
But I cannot approve your journey to Jakku. You are not a soldier or a pilot, or an officer. You want your friends back, that I recognize. It is a noble desire, but one I cannot help you fulfill, I'm afraid.
Politics, he thinks. The only thing worse than politics is politicians. He leans over, knowing full well he's not only crossing a boundary here, but frankly leaping over it, like a punted Gizka.
You listen here, Chancellor. I risked my neck and every other part of me for you. It took me a day just to get this meeting. And if you want to go to Jakku, just go to Jakku.
What?
I can't stop you. Find a ship, get on it, fly it to that miserable war-torn desert world. You will drop right into the madness and probably be swatted like a pesty fly. But that's your trouble, not mine.
Fine. Yes, good. I will do exactly this.
She nods her head gently. May the stars speed your journey.
He starts to get up, and she holds a finger in the air.
One more thing, though. If you perish above Jakku, or on it, or anywhere near it, then you won't be able to take the job I'm offering you.
What heinous caper is this? He narrows his gaze to suspicious reptilian slits.
Job? I don't know anything about that. Yes, because you haven't heard me offer it yet.
I'm sorry. Am I short-circuiting like a wet droid? What are we talking about here, exactly?
With her weaker hand, she gently gestures toward the chair.
The message is clear. Sit and hear the offer, or go. And do not. Bloody hell, fine.
He sits down in the chair like an insolent schoolboy, slumping back, feigning disdain.
What's this job, then?
I need an advisor.
And you want me to find you one?
I want you to be one.
He brays with laughter. What? Seriously?
But he sees on her face she is serious. Deadly so.
He sits up straight, oddly embarrassed.
Oh, you actually mean it?
For the galaxy's sake, why?
Because you're very good at getting people to do what you want.
Frequently by bending their fingers back so far they break.
That's not a good look for a pacifist of your stature.
Her gaze matches his own. It's only now he realizes how properly intense she can be. He doesn't really know what the Force is or how it even works, except that she must possess it, given the way her gaze feels like a pair of tweezers picking him apart, atom by atom. She flexes her palsied hand as if to exercise it.
Yes, your reputation in that regard precedes you, Sinjir. But another reputation is beginning to form and grow. You are even more incisive with your tongue than you are with your violence. You can be alarmingly convincing, as evidenced by what you said to Senator Rethelow. And further, how you manipulated those senators into giving me their vote. I need someone like that. Oxy is a most excellent advisor in matters political. But I need a cynic. Someone who distrusts the system. Who maybe even despises it. And I also need someone who can play the game and get me what I want. That someone is you.
This is a joke, right?
A bit of a poke and tickle?
I say yes, and then from that potted plant and under this chair, a chorus of onlookers leap out and laugh. Ha ha! Because surely you aren't considering hiring an ex-imperial torture agent to advise you on running the entire civilized galaxy.
No joke. I don't have a very good sense of humor anyway.
He sneers.
I hate politics. So do I.
I hate politicians.
Good. So you can manipulate them to do your bidding.
He leans back, crossing his arms. One eyebrow up so far it's damn near in orbit. He says, I get paid.
Handsomely.
I'll be on Nocadia or here on Chandrilla.
My primary office will remain on Chandrilla for now, though I will have a proper desk on Nocadia too.
A job offer. From the Chancellor. He has to chew that one a good bit. Of course he doesn't want it. Pah! The political realm is a grotesque circus, an erratic carousel drunkenly turning like a blindfolded child wielding a stick at his nativity party. Sinjir's opinion of the whole charade, tear it all down, burn it up, dance among the ashes while swilling a bottle of something good. That's his take.
But then again,
maybe he ought to give another go at this stability thing. If he and Condor are trying again. If the war is truly almost over, and the crew is finally done.
What place does he have in the galaxy?
He confesses his only option right now is to sashay his narrow hind over to some distant cantina and see if he can't find himself a quiet corner in which to plant himself as the resident barfly. But he admires Condor. There's a man who wants to work. Who wants to do the right thing, and do it with skill and aplomb, and a smile bridging those fuzzy, adorable cheeks.
He deserves to be as impressed by me as I am by him. Maybe this is how I accomplish that.
I need time to think about it, he says.
You have 30 seconds.
I... what?
Decide now. I have to move quickly on this. Having a vacancy among my advisory duo has already hampered my ability to perform as Chancellor, and I do not want to wait. So the clock is ticking.
Chancellor?
20 seconds now.
Well...
let's call it 10.
It's not 10. You're speeding up the clock. That's cheating.
It is, but I'm allowed. Tell you what, Sinjir. I'll offer a bonus. I have 2 tasks at hand. And if you say yes right now, you get to choose which one you do and which one goes to my other advisor, Oxy.
What are these tasks?
She waggles a metronome finger.
Not until you say yes.
Fine. Yes.
Her small smile grows by 1, maybe 2 microns. And Mon Mothma says,
Splendid. The first task is shopping.
Shopping? Did I hear you right?
Yes. Do you know what to buy for a newborn baby? After all, our dear friend Leia is expecting.
Sinjir makes a face like he just sniffed a diaper. Whiskey?
That would be better for the mother and father, I suspect. No, not whiskey. Perhaps you shouldn't be buying baby gifts.
He puckers his lips. And maybe you should not relegate this personal, intimate task to a mere advisor.
Yes. Well, let's try the second task. I need someone to deliver a gift to the senator from Orish, Tolwar Wartol. An apology of sorts.
An apology? Stars forfend.
Why? The Chancellor sighs.
He apparently wasn't malevolently opposing my vote and manipulating senators directly.
Yes, he just failed to help the gears of democracy turn. And he's running against you. He's your opponent, Chancellor.
One does not blame a Tuca for toying with a mouse. He is who he is. And so I thought it necessary to deliver a small gift to apologize for my little ploy on his ship.
Gift delivery does not sound advisory to me, Chancellor.
Don't you even want to see the gift?
He says nothing, offering instead a dubious countenance. Mon clears her throat and lifts a small basket covered with a soft lavender cloth. She tells him to go on, have a look, and he does.
It is a fruit basket, full of one kind of fruit, the pitta fruit.
He cannot deny the smug smirk that tugs at his lips.
Oh, Chancellor,
and here I thought you said you had no sense of humor. Perhaps there's a glimmer of one there. As you say, we share a crispness of wit, do we not?
I think we do.
So you'll deliver it?
I will.
Enjoy. And welcome to politics, Sinjir Rathvelis.